The cigarette paper stuck to his lower lip, and the cigarette fell apart, spilling its contents onto his ginger beard and down the front of his filthy T-shirt. Mad Sweeney brushed it off convulsively, with blackened hands, as if it were a dangerous insect.
My resources are pretty much tapped out, Mad Sweeney. But why don't you tell me what it is you need? You want me to get you a coffee?
Mad Sweeney shook his head. He took out a tobacco pouch and papers from the pocket of his denim jacket and began to roll himself another cigarette. His beard bristled and his mouth moved as he did this, although no words were said aloud. He licked the adhesive side of the cigarette paper and rolled it between his fingers. The result looked only distantly like a cigarette. Then he said,
"Not a troll. Shit. Those bastards are fucking mean."
"I know you're not a troll, Sweeney,"
said Shadow gently, hoping that he did not sound as if he were patronizing the man.
"How can I help you?"
Mad Sweeney flicked his Zippo, and the first inch of his cigarette flamed and then subsided to ash.
"You remember I showed you how to get a coin? You remember?"
"Yes,"
said Shadow. He saw the gold coin in his mind's eye, watched it tumble into Laura's casket, saw it glitter around her neck.
"I remember."
"You took the wrong coin, man."
A car approached the gloom beneath the bridge, blinding them with its lights. It slowed as it passed them, then stopped, and a window slid down.
"Everything okay here, gentlemen?"
"Everything's just peachy, thank you, officer. Just out for a morning walk."
"Okay now,"
said the cop. He did not look as if he believed that everything was okay. He waited. Shadow put a hand on Mad Sweeney's shoulder and walked him forward, out of town, away from the police car. He heard the window hum closed, but the car remained where it was. Shadow walked. Mad Sweeney walked, and sometimes he staggered. They passed a sign saying Future City. Shadow imagined a city of spires and Frank R. Paul towers, all gleaming in gentle primary colors, bubble-domed air cars flitting from tower to tower like glittering hoverflies. That was Future City, and somehow Shadow didn't think it was ever going to be built in Cairo. The police car cruised past them slowly, then turned and went back into the city, accelerating down the snowy road.
"Now why don't you tell me what's troubling you?"
"I did it like he said. I did it all like he said. But I gave you the wrong coin. It wasn't meant to be that coin. That's for royalty, you see? I shouldn't even have been able to take it. That's the coin you'd give to the King of America himself. Not some pissant bastard like you or me. And now I'm in big trouble. Just give me the coin back, man. You'll never see me again. If you do, I swear to fucking Bran, okay? I swear by the years I spent in the fucking trees."
"You did it like who said, Sweeney?"
"Grimnir. The dude you call Wednesday. You know who he is? Who he really is?"
"Yeah, I guess."
There was a panicked look in the Irishman's crazy blue eyes.
"It was nothing bad. Nothing bad. He just told me to be there at that bar and to pick a fight with you. He said he wanted to see what you were made of."
"He tell you to do anything else?"
Sweeney shivered and twitched. Shadow thought it was the cold for a moment, then knew where he'd seen that shuddering shiver before. In prison. It was a junkie shiver. Sweeney was in withdrawal from something, and Shadow would have been willing to bet it was heroin. A junkie leprechaun? Mad Sweeney pinched off the burning head of his cigarette, dropped it on the ground, put the unfinished yellowing rest of it into his pocket. He rubbed his filthy fingers together, breathed on them to try and rub warmth into them. His voice was a whine now.
"Listen, just give me the fucking coin, man. What do you want it for, huh? Hey, you know, there's more where that came from. I'll give you another just as good. Hell, I'll give you a shitload, man."
He took off his filthy baseball cap. Then, with his right hand, he stroked the air, producing a large golden coin. He dropped it into his cap, and then he took another from a wisp of breath steam and another catching and grabbing them from the still morning air until the baseball cap was brimming with them and Sweeney was forced to hold it with both hands. He extended the baseball cap filled with gold to Shadow.
"Here, take them, man. Just give me back the coin I gave to you."
Shadow looked down at the cap, wondered how much its contents would be worth.
"Where am I going to spend those coins, Mad Sweeney? Are there a lot of places you can turn your gold into cash?"
He thought the Irishman was going to hit him for a moment, but the moment passed and Mad Sweeney just stood there, holding out his gold-filled cap with both hands like Oliver Twist. And then tears swelled in his blue eyes and began to spill down his cheeks. He took the cap and put it, now empty of everything except a greasy sweatband, back over his thinning scalp.
You got him, man? Didn't I show you how to do it? I showed you how to take coins from the hoard. I showed you where the hoard was. The treasure of the sun. Just give me that first coin back. It didn't belong to me.
I don't have it anymore.
Mad Sweeney's tears stopped and spots of color appeared in his cheeks.
You fucking...
And then the words failed him and his mouth opened and closed, soundlessly.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm sorry. If I had it, I'd give it back to you. But I gave it away.
Sweeney's filthy hands clamped on Shadow's shoulders, and the pale blue eyes stared into his. The tears had made streaks in the dirt on Mad Sweeney's face.
Shit.
Shadow could smell tobacco and stale beer and whiskey sweat.
You're telling the truth, you fucker. Gave it away and freely and of your own will. Damn your dark eyes. You gave it a fucking way.
I'm sorry.
Shadow remembered the whispering thump the coin had made as it landed in Laura's casket.
Sorry or not, I'm damned and I'm doomed.
The tears were flowing once more, and clear snot began to run from the man's nose. His words dissolved, then, into syllables which never quite congealed together into words.
Ba 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 ba.
He wiped his nose and his eyes on his sleeves, muddying his face into strange patterns, wiping the snot all over his beard and mustache. Shadow squeezed Mad Sweeney's upper arm in an awkward male gesture. I'm here, it said.
"'Twere better I had never been conceived. The fellow you gave it to, would he give it back?
It's a woman, and I don't know where she is. But no, I don't believe she would.
Sweeney sighed mournfully.
When I was but a young pup, there was a woman I met, under the stars, who let me play with her bubbies, and she told me my fortune. She told me that I would be undone and abandoned west of the sunrise, and that a dead woman's bauble would seal my fate. And I laughed and poured more barley wine, and played with her bubbies some more, and I kissed her full on her pretty lips. Those were the good days. The first of the gray monks had not yet come to our land, nor had they ridden the green sea to westward. And now...
He stopped mid-sentence. His head turned and he focused on Shadow.
You shouldn't trust him.
Who?
Wednesday. You mustn't trust him.
I don't have to trust him. I work for him.
Do you remember how to do it?
What?
Shadow felt he was having a conversation with half a dozen different people. The self-styled leprechaun sputtered and jumped from persona to persona, from theme to theme, as if the remaining clusters of brain cells were igniting, flaming, and then going out for good.
The coins, man. The coins. I showed you, remember?
He raised two fingers to his face, stared at them, then pulled a gold coin from his mouth. He tossed the coin to Shadow, who stretched out a hand to catch it, but no coin reached him.
I was drunk. I don't remember.
Sweeney stumbled across the road. It was light now, and the world was white and gray. Shadow followed him. Sweeney walked in a long, loping stride, as if he were always falling, but his legs were there to stop him, to propel him into another stumble. When they reached the bridge, he held onto the bricks with one hand and turned and said,
"You got a few bucks? I don't need much. Just enough for a ticket out of this place. 20 bucks will do me fine. You got a 20? Just a lousy 20.
Where can you go on a $20 bus ticket?
I can get out of here. I can get away before the storm hits. Away from a world in which opiates have become the religion of the masses. Away from..."
He stopped, wiped his nose on the side of his hand, then wiped his hand on his sleeve. Shadow reached into his jeans, pulled out a 20, and passed it to Sweeney.
"Here."
Sweeney crumpled it up and pushed it deep into the breast pocket of his oil-stained denim jacket, under the sew-on patch showing two vultures on a dead branch, and, barely legible beneath them, the words, "Patience my ass, I'm going to kill something." He nodded.
That'll get me where I need to go.